The Bush administration is adding fuel to the growth in toll roads around the country. D.J. Gribben is chief counsel for the Federal Highway Administration. He says the president's philosophy is to give states more flexibility to do what they want about roads. And Gribben says more states are considering tolls.
We've seen just in recent history a number of them. Now, some have opted not to, some have opted to do it very aggressively. For example, Texas is now, every road they build, they first look at, can this be a toll road?
Gribben says in the current Washington battle over reauthorizing transportation funding, the president favors a bill allowing states to levy tolls when traffic congestion or pollution are reduced. State Representative Jeff Stone heads the Assembly Transportation Committee. The Greenfield Republican says toll roads in Wisconsin may be inevitable.
What we're finding is that there are toll systems that are being built, that are being integrated between multiple states. So I think what you see is there's more of this being used as a way to finance transportation. And we've got challenges in financing transportation, and I think you can never say never.
The ACLU of Wisconsin says it also has an open mind about toll roads. But State Executive Director Chris Amity says any toll road revenue should be spread to mass transit and other forms of transportation.
Will it be used to support transportation for everybody, or will it be used to support transportation for only a few?
Toll road backers say new technology is making toll roads more user-friendly. One study says prepaid electronic passes allow 6 times as many vehicles to zip through checkpoints each hour, as opposed to drivers who have to stop and hand money to toll booth attendants or machines. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.